Bam.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are live this morning and in living color.
Yes.
Y'all hear all the commotion. It's because it's love in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Everybody's loving on everybody. At all?
I know.
And her blue shirt. I didn't even know.
Oh.
Yeah, what'd you say, Papa Jack?
4 months.
4. Yeah, thank you, Papa. Woo-hoo! Citrus water. I got my lemon. I got my double lemon.
I think
yeah,
yes.
But I'll be drunk in the lemon today. Bam!
Yes.
God be the glory. So you guys, come on in. Get on up. Come on now. Get up. Get on up. And we're so excited about today, and it's a little bit of dew, drizzle falling this morning, and trust me, we need it all. So we just want to say thank you, Father, for the rain. Thank you for saturating us.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us exactly what we needed
yes.
in this season, because we've been in the season of drought.
Yes.
So I saw a lady that posted, if you guys, whoever been praying for all this rain, she prayed for my bank account. Because it happened abundantly, singing abundantly above all. So Lord, we pray that you would touch her bank account
yes.
and open it up and let
yes.
the rivers flow in her finances.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
And I'm just grateful and thankful for all seasons.
Hallelujah.
You know, we just gotta
thank
him because he's
the
creator of
all. That's so true because you know, even in the drought, it makes
yes.
you appreciate the rain even more. Mm-hmm. It makes you appreciate just your natural water that flows from your hydrant even
yes.
the more. It makes you cautious on how to preserve water even the more because
yes.
there's some people in the across this nation that don't even have no clean running water.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it. I mean, they depend on the rain and they don't have the filtration systems we have. It's just so, we are so blessed.
Yes.
We're a blessed nation.
Yes.
And we have to continue to give God the glory
yes.
every single day. Lord, even thanking him for the water.
Yes.
Thank you for the water. Thank you for the rain.
Yes.
Thank you for the sun. I mean, all this stuff, when you look around, you see God.
Yes.
You look around and you see the trees. Thank you, Lord, for our beautiful trees.
Yes.
I thank him every day for my grass.
Yes.
Because it's so pretty.
Yes.
and it's like, I'm serious, y'all. I see the blades in the grass now,
yes.
like I've never seen them before. And I'm so honored that
yes.
the Lord loves us enough to do that, right?
Yes.
Twins.
And all I could do is also be grateful, even when it was so hot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I ever, because this is where I'm at, complain about the hot weather, because I was like, I have air conditioned, I have fans, I have cold water, I could go outside with me and my grandchildren will do sometimes, get wet with water hose and water balloons and you know, but I'm thankful and grateful for every season,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I told even my grandbabies, when I took them to school this morning, Josiah, Lily was like, Lord, thank you for the rain. They were thanking the Lord for it. Lord, thank you that we have a vehicle. Thank you that we have a house. You know, I was like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Just be thankful. Not what we don't have, but we have.
Good morning, Pastor Rick Pye.
Good morning.
Cover me. So today is an exciting day, as
yes.
you all can tell. We do get excited. We are trying to shift a little bit
yes.
because we are asking the Lord for balance. For real.
Just
for real, y'all. So all of you that have been seeking God for balance, we want to speak balance into your life and into your dimension. Good morning. Yes, because it's so important that we learn it because, y'all know, I tell everybody, I always confess that, you know, being in the supernatural, when I come back in the natural, it takes sometimes a moment, a real moment to come down and realize to find my flow again,
yes.
you know, and still not be wanting to be having the warrior with the sword cut the ear off like Peter. But because we are in spiritual warfare, you know, and when we go up into the heavenlies, you know, it's so powerful. But I know that's probably a foreign language to a lot of people. But as believers, we've got to understand that that's what we're called to do.
Yes.
And that's why we want to encourage mainly today, the Lord specifically put it on our hearts to minister to the women,
yes.
like Minister Josie, who's tuning in this morning.
And she shared the video already.
Yes.
Video.
She says, good
Thank
morning.
You.
So good morning. So that's why God chose us to, like, represent today to all the God's girls.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. And so the Lord totally encourages us in our ear. Girl, preach.
Yes.
Girl, preach. Someone already said, that's right, Deborah. And I received that in the royal courts, I do, because Deborah was a royal woman of God, and she really knew how to flow in the kingdom, things of the kingdom, and she knew how to lead, and she also knew had balance.
Yeah.
See, she had balance, and she knew how to straddle back, and she had a true warrior rolling next to her, and I got one. That's why I salute Pastor Rick Pope this morning,
because
he is my rear and guard bumper, and
yes.
He goes before me, and he slaps the enemy, bam, in his worship. What?
Yes.
In his worship. You know, and I'm just so excited, and I'm honored to be a Deborah in this nation, because you have to have a zeal.
Yes.
And you have to know who you are.
That's right.
Yes, you know, and encourage the world today. So that's why we really thank God for this platform, because it's not about us. It's
not
our platform. It's God's platform.
God's
platform. And we're
that's
here
right.
to talk to the nation.
Yes.
About truth.
Yes.
Nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Which is the word of God. Hey! So, girl, if you don't want to rise up, you better rise up today.
Yes.
And take your mantle.
Yes.
Take your place in the things of God.
Yes.
And don't worry about what people say. You know, you're not ready. God, listen, many are called and very few are chosen.
Yes.
And the Lord says that he don't equip you until after you
yes.
answer
yes.
the call.
Yes.
So
yes.
he's just waiting on you. Stop saying, oh, I'm just waiting on God. No, he's waiting on you.
Amen.
Yeah, so once again, like James Brown say, get up, get on up. Hey! So y'all can't tell. Y'all,
yeah.
y'all like, y'all not turning down yet. We trying. So y'all pray for us. Because there's something about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See, now, let me tell you what happens when the Holy Ghost rests on you. You get this dunamis power. It just come up out of you, and then you got the sword, so you... That's how you come out.
Amen.
And you don't have no control over it because he's in control.
That's
he's
right.
leading you. And we just yield to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yes, Lord. And we thank you for your word today. With your
fire.
Love letters, which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego. Yes. So we encourage you, the women of God, God's girls. We just encourage you. Girl, preach.
Yes.
Girl, teach.
Yes.
Just rise up. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So, Laura Kelly, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Daughter of the Most High God.
Woo!
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Yes, today is a great day because you know what? It's the day that the Lord has
made.
And we choose to rejoice and be
glad
in
it.
Woo! And
yes.
for those of you that are tuning in that have not watched us often, we always want to make sure that we represent the kingdom in such a way, you know, and yield to the Spirit.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we're prepared. You know, the Lord tells us to study to show thyself approved. And we do that. But the Holy Spirit, when he takes over, you better yield.
Yes.
You better yield.
Yes.
Because if you don't yield, you're going to mess it up. And then you want the people to see you instead of seeing the God in you. And being
Amen.
Obedient and let the Holy Ghost use your mouthpiece as a
yes.
trumpet in
yes.
the nation
That's
today.
The time it's been.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So women of God, rise up. Don't be scared.
Yes.
Because you listen, it's not you anyway.
Yes.
After you say yes, it's no longer you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the King of kings and
the Lord
of lords, but it's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The three tribe being that comes and lives within you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And it's effortless after that. So you can
yes.
ask him, Lord, I'm so fearful about, you know, be opening my mouth. Well, all he wants you to do is open it and he'll feel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just open your mouth and stop saying, well, I'm just too shy. See, you just say I'm too. You're making it about you.
Wow.
And it's not
mm-hmm.
about you. And that's that place of surrendering.
Yes.
If you don't have one, wave the white flag.
Yes.
Woo, woo, woo. That's that banner, Jehovah Nisi.
Yes.
That's
yes.
that banner. Woo. Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
You have a Jehovah that will give you an posture to surrender
yes.
to him.
Yes.
So call on him. He is your Jehovah what? Jireh. If you're looking for finances, call on the great Jehovah, your provider.
Yes.
If you're looking for peace, what? Jehovah
yes.
Rapha
yes.
is our
yes.
healer. I'm telling you,
yes.
God will come to your rescue.
Mm-hmm.
He will do it. He promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Right.
He's just waiting on us to become empowered
yes.
through the Holy Spirit. So, of course, we got the scriptures to back it up
yes.
today. So I'm trying to be quiet. I'm trying to find my balance. And give my sisters some room to blow
yes.
the trumpet this morning. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So y'all know we're going to go to the Word of God today. I love it. Y'all checking Laura
yes.
out? Boy, she got some balance. She's just feeling, she acting like the little zoo out there that's fouling a little bit. Okay. So we're going to go to Mark 16 this morning. Now, Laura's going to read in Espanol at the NIV, and I'm going to be reading this scripture out of the Passion Translation. Woo! The one that Alex and Pastor Rick love so much.
Yes.
The Passion
oh,
Translation.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, I love it.
Yes.
Mark 16 and 15, so let's go.
Yes.
Woo!
And Father, we just thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your word, Father. And we just pray that you touch the hearts, Father, that are tuning in, Father. Let your word manifest and bring new manna, Father, for
yes.
your glory, God. We thank you for your promises, which is God's love letters, which is vaya la palabra Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y en el libro de San Marcos 16, versículo 15, dice, y les dijo, y por todo el mundo predica el evangelio a toda criatura.
Hey,
gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And this is the Passion Translation of Mark 16 and 15. And it says, and he said to them, as ye go into all the world, come on now, preach.
Yes.
openly.
Yes.
The wonderful news
yes.
of the gospel
yes.
to the entire human race.
Yes.
Now, it don't get no simpler than that. The human race, not like the black race and white race and Hispanic race, the human race.
Yes, hallelujah.
To everybody.
Yes.
He says, preach openly
yes.
and preach the wonderful news. Most times we hear preach the good news, but God said today is wonderful news.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on, y'all.
Yes.
So listen, this is where Christ Jesus has given us so much authority.
Woo!
Come on. And we want to go to sleep. We want to take a nap every 15 minutes. Go and Papa Jack. We just want to. Yeah. Y'all can see his face. See his face. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to step on my own Papa toe this morning. Woo! But listen, one thing I can't say, he may want to do that, but on Tuesday nights, he's bringing it. He's bringing that wonderful news. But during the day, he's studying, and that's why he got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is there.
We
got to
get some rest.
Hey, I'm really crying over here, buddy, okay? But you are so awesome. So listen, guys, God is encouraging us. He's like blowing a trumpet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you hear it or not. But I hear it so well. And this is where he says we must go
yes.
in full authority.
Yes.
The kingdom platforms takes us into the universe, y'all.
Yes.
Like today on our blog and on our Facebook, we're in the universe.
Yes.
And
yes.
we really don't understand what's really going on here.
Yes.
What are we doing? But a lot of times we get in a posture to where we complain about everything, you know, and we really need to just pick out the great things. It's some things, this is why I love when Mama Dali tell us, if you got the cherry, I got cherries in my lunch bag today. Just eat the cherry and spit out the pit, people.
Yes. Yes.
She says that often. You know, yes. you can't chew the pit, so don't try. Because you do, you're going to have to broke up teeth and
yes.
I'm going to send you
hurt
to happy smile. Okay? Because listen, guys, we come in his name.
Yes.
And it's the name above
all
names.
Woo!
Every knee will bow.
Yes.
Every tongue will confess. You may not confess today,
Jesus,
but you're going to confess. Whether you're in his presence, in his face, or as the AC man for the church. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So listen, we just want to encourage the body, and especially the women of God today. If you say, hey, I'm a God's girl. I'm a daughter of the Most High. Girl, preach.
Yes.
Rise up today.
Yes.
And be everything you can be. You know, and not allow people to dictate to you if you're ready or not ready. God knows. He chose you. He called you. And Pastor Rick said, all those who believe the works that I do, they shall do also. Heal the sick.
Yes.
Cast out devils. Raise the dead and cleanse the lepers. Freely you have received. Now freely give.
Amen.
Come on now.
Woo!
Now, help
come
yourself.
On now.
And that's why I love it, because I know I always say, get free from people, but Pastor Rick brought a curveball in there. And he said, get free from yourself first.
Ooh,
hey!
Yeah.
That's why you got to get in the mirror every morning and say, good morning, beautiful. Hello?
God,
yes.
Jesus.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
You are created in God's
image.
Yes.
And here's this one. Proverbs 31:10. You are the bling of the earth.
Yes.
So get your shine on, girl.
Yes. And preach.
So girl, preach.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So listen, guys, we're gonna go to we pray that you got that revelation off of that. Because this is revelatory knowledge season.
Yes.
You really, but see, the only way you get the secret is you gotta learn to serve.
Yes.
If you're not serving, you're not getting no secrets. That's what he said in Amos 3:7. Write it down. Take a picture, whatever you got to do. Write it down so you can read it. But I can tell you what it says right now, because it's in the tablets of my heart. But the Lord says in Amos 3:7, he says, surely I will do nothing. This is God. Without revealing my secrets. So if you didn't know, go to Amos. He'll tell you. He got some secrets. Revealing his secrets to the truth. Serving prophet. He didn't say to the prophet liar, hey, or even the prophesier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not a serving prophet, mm-hmm. you're not getting no secrets. That's what he said in his word. Now, take that up with the Lord, because he said it. So mm-hmm. I'm encouraging you, the posture of surrenderance is learning to serve.
Yes.
Because the ultimate server was Jesus.
Yes.
He came to serve us and save us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, when you think about it, most people say, well, I'm not doing that. Do y'all know how many times I told God I wasn't doing nothing? A million times. But I'm doing it. He said, oh, okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. And we're bringing the kingdom on earth.
Yeah, and I was like, God, are you sure you asking the right person?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's me?
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, what?
Yeah. But we do. We question him. We do. And it's really okay because he got the answer for you.
Yes.
Okay.
You said, who will I send me? You raise your hand and here you are. Go.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes. I was telling a beautiful woman of God last night, because the Lord has called her for her season to come on the national platform on the Roku. And when I messaged her, I think she stalled out for about a week before she reconnected, you know, answered the message. So listen, if you're going to be connected to the people of God, like Pastor Marlo and Sister Laura, we ready to push you off the cliff.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I remember, so when she texted me last night, she goes, I'm so sorry it took me a minute to get back, but I already knew what was up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but I'm just so, I'm afraid. I said, really? So how are you going to be in business and be afraid? You can't be in business and be afraid, or you're not going to have no business, or you're just going to have some scary business. And she's like, well, I don't know. I said, well, listen, the only thing I could tell her was, listen, you know, first of all, you got to, you know, tear down the walls of your own fear. That's that place Pastor Rick encourages us. You got to get set free from yourself before you can even see the door or window that God will open.
Yes.
He promised that he'll open doors.
Yes.
He promised he'll open windows. And he'll pour you out. But if you can't see the one or the door, you can't go through it. Okay? Whether it's ministry, business, whatever it is, or writing a book or whatever. You know, it's all about what we believe. Okay, so in that, I remember the Lord telling me years ago that I would be a number one best-selling author. And I knew that I would because I believed him. I just didn't know when. Okay, so, and the things of God come effortlessly. You just have to get your mind and your heart right and get busy serving some people that have been writing books. Wherever you want to see your miracle, serve in that arena. If you want the Lord to open the door for you in media, get next to the media people and start serving them. If you want God to open a door in a business, whether it's like Hope, Fitness, and all, whatever your gifting is, get next to Hope and Fit and start serving Hope Fit. That's how we do it. You got to sow some seeds. And it's not just finances. Your seeds can be your love, your time. It could be your joy. It could be edification.
Yes.
It could be
yes.
Whatever your seed is, sow it in fertile ground and become a fruit inspector. Please believe me. Please inspect the fruit. Because if you don't inspect the fruit, you're going to go over it on that stony ground and your seed is not going to bear harvest. And that's how people end up in a posture to where they're upset with God.
Right.
He told me to do this, God, but he also told you to check the soil. If you don't believe me, go to the scripture where it tells you about where to sow, how to, the seeder, the sower. It tells you how to sow. But we want to sow what we want to sow because that's my homegirl. But if your homegirl don't have no fertile ground, come on now. Then you're going to fall to the wayside and then she's going to take off and leave you or try to take over your stuff. I'm trying to tell you what I know. And we're speaking the truth here. So we just want to encourage people, go to God. Ask him, Lord, what did you have need of me for? And if you have a desire to birth a business, it's got to be his will. Because if it's not God's will, then you're going to waste a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of your energy, emotions. I mean, all your stuff is going to just fall to the ground. Come on now. So this is real talk for the real people of God. So I'm just encouraged today on what the Father is doing in our lives. And Pastor Rick Pope says, all those who believe, did we read that one? I think we did. I'm losing it, Pastor. Hold on. Okay. He says, Pastor Rick says here, thank you for preaching with us today, Pastor. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All. See, that's why people just get so caught up in this religious mindset about women don't do this, women don't do that. Go take your place. Be quiet. Who does that? That's
the
devil.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you
doing
that?
Oh, yeah. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Yes. That's what God says.
Amen.
So listen, if you know that you are connected to the men and women who bear great fruit, I'm telling you, what do you think is going to happen for you?
Yes.
You will come under that same type of alignment and do greater things. See, that's the mandate of a great leader. They posture you to do greater things than them.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So women of God, we always say here on our Queendom Talk, Mornings at the Mansion, we're not here to compete. We are here to complete. Okay? Yes. And whatever it takes to push you through, that's what we're called to do.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're the salt and the light.
Yes.
Let your light shine.
Yes.
So that men may see your good works and glorify the Father.
Because
we all want the glory. We all want people to just, and you know, I was listening, and I'm not trying to talk about the Catholic people. I'm just about to tell you what I've learned. See, when you get new revelation, come on, y'all. I've learned that when you, that was replaced in that type of setting, in that dimension of that religion, to worship man. Y'all see how many people show up when the Pope show up? But don't nobody want to show up with Jesus. And it's just the truth. It's a religion that's geared around worshiping man rather than worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We got this stuff all backwards, y'all. Everything, it's seemingly everything the Word of God teaches us, we do the opposite. And then we want to complain and be talking bad about God. And all he wants is our obedience. And we get in his face and we get in a posture where we start begging God for stuff he's already provided. The word in Matthew 6:33 says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom. Uh-oh, don't leave this part out. And his righteousness and everything else will be added. That means your finances, your house, your spouse, your children, the things that are worth living here for. Because this is stuff that ain't even worth living here for. Come on, y'all. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that he's really, uh-oh, I forgot to turn my ring off. Okay. So I'm just grateful to the Lord that he encourages us every day. And you know what? You got to want it, women of God.
Yes.
You got to want it more than you want a man. Uh-oh.
Yes.
My lady.
Yes.
Oh, but it was the Holy Ghost, not me. You gotta want him more than you want your woman. But now if you got a wife and a husband, I'm gonna kinda clear this up a little bit. Okay, Papa Jay? Daughters, we shall prophesy. I'm just prophesying. I'm just okay. So really, we gotta want that, because when you get in a place that you're really resting in him and not worrying about no man and not worrying about no woman, trust me, while he's preparing you, he's preparing your man.
Right. Yes.
So yeah, don't y'all, can't y'all tell I've been in the mirror preaching? I've been in the mirror in the morning. I've been like, girl, you better hold on, because God got to get yourself right. So I start downloading Pure Flicks. Now I can watch movies and hold on and cuddle up with my boo, which is Jesus. Okay? Because he cuddling up over there with my boo.
Yeah.
Okay? So whoever that is, hello, he is hiding me. I'm so excited.
I was thinking about my marshmallow.
Oh, yeah. He called Laura. He is her marshmallow, and he confirmed it.
Yes.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Through my grandson, he brought me a little toy, and it was a marshmallow.
Yeah.
He said, Grandma, this is for you, and I just felt the Holy Spirit. And I was like, oh, my marshmallow.
Yeah.
Jesus, I love you. Because, you know, that's how he's gentle and soft when he talks to me.
He's
know?
So awesome. And we have
so
to know
intimate,
that.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
but Pastor Rick is the one who's not even in that place this morning. So listen, he said, it's just so true, but we just want to engage and pull everyone in. And Mama Dalisa, what you say? The secrets of the Lord is for those who fear him.
Yes. Yes.
He will make them know his covenant. Ooh, and I got to see more. What else did she say? Okay. But that's so true, though, because when we understand what God is doing and how he's really trying to set us up, he's not trying to take nothing from us. He's trying to get something to us. But we don't open up to receive it because we're like these little one-year-olds and we're having little fits. And we're, you know, shaking it, doing all that. Yes. And then we don't, you know, God is like, hey, listen, I can't trust you with this next dimension.
Yes.
So you just go on over there and whine. And when you get off the bottle and you ready for some meat, what'd you say, Sister Hope? It's so true.
Yes.
You got to get, okay.
Yes.
It was just, what'd you say, Mama Dolly? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So he really wants us to grow up and mature.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we walk in fear because we too busy looking at the natural things instead of really zooming in on the supernatural.
Yeah.
Because the supernatural is where miracles take place.
Yes.
Signs and wonders.
Yeah.
I hope y'all saw that post I did this morning. This was so powerful. And I don't post a lot. I mean, we blog a lot, but I don't really post a lot. But the Lord said, I want you, in this season, we have to blow the trumpet.
Yeah.
So I was reminded of the keys to the kingdom that we were really birthed in, especially the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord said, let me show you. I'm going to show you and I can tell you. So yesterday, the woman of God took a picture of the rainbow arching straight over the mansion.
Yeah.
It arched from the street, from the from there straight directly over the mansion and sent the picture to me, and I've lost it in the house. The promises, and I thought about all 3,573 that I know about personally.
Yes.
Can you imagine the symbolicness of the rainbow?
Yeah.
That's what this, and the world and just kind of put that in the trash and made it about something that totally don't have nothing to do with that. And then as I was looking for the emoji for the rainbow, it was a rainbow flag next to it. I said, Lord Jesus, they got the emoji of the flag also next to the rainbow. You got to be careful which emoji you pick down.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, pay attention, because the people of God will be posting the flag if you're not careful. So y'all know that Jesus just set us up for this scripture. So come on, Laura. I'm gonna find it right here. And I think we need to read this one before we go, because we don't know we're gonna have enough time, but I pray that we do. Let's go to 1 Timothy 4:13, everyone.
Okay. God's love letters, which is fire.
La
palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y en el primero, Mateo 4:13 dice.
Okay, Laura, hold on. I'm sorry.
No.
Go to 2 Timothy. I'm sorry.
No problem.
2:15. Well, we have to really be careful. This is what the Lord is telling us.
2 Timothy
2:15. Mm-hmm. Yes.
2 Timothy. Okay, those Mateo 15.
Woo!
15, right?
Yes.
It says, procura con diligencia presentarte a Dios aprobado como obrero que no tiene de qué avergonzarse, que use bien la palabra de verdad.
Woo! The word of the Lord reads, do your best to present, this is the NIV version, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. And it says, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So what that's saying, twin, is that this is real eye-opening, y'all. This part right here, if you really open that up, because it's saying the reality is how careful we must handle God's word. Because if you can rightly divide it, you can wrongly divide it. That's why you got to be careful with the little emojis. Come on. Uh-oh. So what is 16 say, Laura?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Más evita profanas y vanas palabras, porque conducir más y más es impiedad.
Hello. And it's just the truth. I'm going to read the King James Version where it says in 2 Timothy 2:15 in the King James, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God and a workman. So it didn't say just a studier. We got to work the word. If you work it, it works. That needeth not be ashamed. And it says rightly dividing the word of truth. So just as we rightly can divide it, we must know that we can definitely wrongly divide it. Definitely. And how dangerous is that? That's dangerous. So with God, that's a place of like a trumpet. You don't hear it? You can hear it. He's blowing the trumpet. You got to be careful, because this is where we trip ourselves up, and then we get in Jesus' face when we become in his face. But Lord, I prophesied in your name. But Lord, I did this in your name. Lord, I cast out devils in your name. But we wrongly. Come on now. That's why he says, depart from me. I never knew you. But you was like, and then all of a sudden hell sucked you in. And that's where you are forever. We got to be careful what we choose. Because if you don't take your time, even, and I encourage you, because we all do social media, and we all send what we send. We all love the little cute emojis, but be careful what's next to the emoji you tried to pick, because if you slip and hit it, you're going to send the wrong message.
Right.
And that's how,
yeah.
And then see, then people be saying, can you believe that Pastor Marlowe sent, we thought she was over here saying preach girl, and then she was sent the wrong email. And that's how it gets twisted.
Yeah.
The enemy will slip you up and trip you up with an emoji. I'm telling you, he'll use anything. Come on now. And that's so powerful. Right, twin? We have to be careful in the season. Be careful about the pictures you post. If you ain't edifying and loving on people, shut that down, people of God. Because we're sending the wrong message. We are wrongly dividing the word of truth. And we don't just do it by preaching. We do it in our action.
Because
your action is really your life. How you walking it out.
You can quote it, but are you walking it out? You can quote it and read it and memorize it, but are you walking it?
That's why we're praying for balance in this season.
And
we
you
have
know,
to make sure.
And you know what? This reminds me of everybody knows Juanita Baez. Okay. I was reading something about her that she was preaching. They were showing a video of her preaching the word of God. And she was telling everybody that if you listen to secular world, that you're going to hell in her video. She's saying that. And everybody's like, okay. And then after that, they show a video of her at a birthday party dancing a worldly song.
Oh, wow. So that's the same thing. You got to make sure. Okay, so now we're going to roll on up in this
wheel.
Okay.
And I was like, she was just telling people, if you listen to Rolly World, you know, you're going to hell. And then she had a birthday party somewhere, and she was dancing a song that was in the world. And they said, what's that shit she's preaching? And people were just commenting and saying things about her. And I was just like, what?
It's a setup.
You know, that don't even make sense. But anyway, you know, right? And I was just like, okay. Yeah, that's not true.
Because I dance and my kids,
But, and then she's over here on a video dancing. And to me, I was like, I don't believe that because I listen to some songs that are clean, and I don't think God's going to say, oh, you listen to this. You know, we are family. I got all my, you know, Jesus, okay? And I was just
wrongly dividing.
And I was just like, oh my gosh.
It's just not the truth. Even if you're dancing it's a worldly song, you're not going to hell.
And then I was just like, what? And I was just like, wow.
But you know, Laura, and then this is where as the people of God, we got to step up and pray for the woman of God. Because we just have to pray that, you know, that the blinders will be off and that the Lord would redirect her.
We all pray for each other.
Do that. So I'm just praying for Pastor Juanita Bottom because she's a woman of God. And we pray that she learned. And we pray that she learned from that.
So that's what I'm saying. We have lights on us, and they're going to quickly point fingers at you and talk about you.
Well, but that's okay. but you know what? Here's the deal with that. She set herself up for that. She postured herself. That's what we're talking about. First of all, we started out talking about the Deborah anointing. Deborah didn't posture herself that way. You have to really be careful. That's what we're talking about. How you walk in the council. Of what God has for you. Good morning, Daniel. Your husband's watching.
Daddy's watching and your
mother-in-law's watching. Good morning, Blanca. We love you guys. Yes, y'all tune into Queen of Talk and y'all see all the good news about what Brother Daniel and Ori has done and how Pastor, Sister Sherry Ruffin has catapulted us into this next dimension. So I'm just excited about that. But really, this is a serious conversation we're having today about rightfully and wrongfully dividing the word of God. That's why you got to study and get in it, and you have to take your time. One thing I have learned in this walk is you have to really learn how to keep it shut. And as much as I know when to shut up. I'll tell you right now. You got to know when to be quiet, and you got to know that's a learned behavior. And you got to know when the enemy is coming, using people to kick up dust around you, to aggravate you and agitate you, to give you 2.2 seconds to take you back to the old man. Because he's just trying to push you back over there. That it took 25 years for you to get lined up with Jesus the way you are. Yes. We received him when we received him, but lining up is totally different. Yes. Yes. Come on now.
Amen.
And then he
yes.
want to take them, he want to use those people who allow themselves to be used, because he can't do nothing without their authority
yes.
and their power, he, you know. But see, that's kind of what happened with what Laura was talking about. She allowed herself to be, you have to be, you can't just say anything. You got to guard your mouth. And that's why the word is going to talk to us here in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 about how we have to know what, and you were saying earlier about our season. Every season is your season. You just have to know what season you are in. So 2 Timothy 4 and 2, Laura, you ready?
Mm-hmm. It says in 2 Mateo 4, versículo 2, dice,
hallelujah.
Que prediques la palabra que instante a tiempo y fuera de tiempo. Redargüe, reprende, exhorta con toda paciencia y doctrina.
Hallelujah. And this is what we were just beginning to talk about. In 2 Timothy 2 and 4 in the NIV, it says, preach the word.
La palabra.
It's just that simple. And then it encourages us here. It says, be prepared in season and out of season. Okay. Correct. Now I'm telling you how to do it. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. And it says, well, Lord, how do you do all that in one time? You say correct, rebuke, and encourage. This is how we do it. We do it with great patience.
Amen.
We were just talking about that. You got to learn how to slow it down and hear from God first. You got to take the posture Jesus did when he wrote in the sand. That's what he was doing. He was waiting to hear from God, because he really wasn't even about the woman caught in adultery. It was about the setup. They was trying to set him up on the Sabbath and twist him up with all them laws and all that old mess, and didn't know they was talking to grace. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why Jesus gave him a moment, and he allowed himself to be the mirror. And he said to them, well, if you without sin, then go ahead. Cast the first stone. And y'all know what happened after that. They drunk it like a pot. They drunk it like a pot. Hey, and then what did he tell the lady? Ma'am, do you see the people? Do you see your accusers? She looked around. They all dropped the stone. What? That's what they did.
Because
when you're in the presence of Jesus, you better drop it like it's hot. Okay? Hey! And that's just true. So God is telling us how we do this. So you got to see yourself in the supernatural, writing in the sand, waiting to hear from God. Because when you hear from God, and sometimes it's just don't say nothing still. And then before you know it, the people will say, you know, I cannot believe how I behaved. I was so wrong. I was dishonorable. I was disrespectful to the people of God.
Yes.
They will come and repent.
Yes, they will. They will.
But you can rebuke people and correct them, but the way you do it was great patience.
Yes.
And you have to have careful instructions from the King.
Yes. Yes.
If you do it, if I function in my own emotions, I will be slapping people. That's what I tell y'all. Yeah. I have to get set free almost every day. I got to die. Yeah, because the Lord tells us to die daily. So I have to die from the slapping spirit. And I'm just keeping it 1,000. Not 100, but 1,000. Because people roll up on you and you just want to slap the hell out of them. Because there'd be hell in them. Come on, Papa. Okay. So listen, as we talk about this, what an encouragement from the Word of God this is. It's such an encouragement. When we stand up for God's truth, which we read back, it says his wonderful news, okay?
Yes.
And hold accountable. Listen, this is what we have to hold accountable for false teachers. You have to hold them accountable.
That's
it's just
right.
Like when you were saying the woman of God was telling everybody, if you listen to worldly music, and then she got caught in the act of dancing the world, which is nothing wrong with dancing to music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
No.
Because I love Al Green.
Yeah.
Okay?
I like me too.
I love Al Green.
Selena.
Yeah. But, because see, that's when they was really saying something about something. They want me talking about the da-da-da-da-da. They want to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, right now they.
Yeah. So, but here's the deal. You have to hold accountable false teachers and their doctrine, not the word.
Yes.
It's their own doctrine.
Yes.
Because we are fully fulfilling the ministry he has called us to.
Yes.
That's what we're just vessels. So that's why we're here today, talking to the God's girls, encouraging you, girl, preach, stand up,
yes,
and be about your father's business.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm telling you, it's so powerful.
And I'm learning so much. I want to talk about Patti and Marcos, Outcast Ministry. Let me tell you about Pastor Patti, because she came with us last month, the Global Night Prayer Night, and let me tell you, she was a prayer warrior.
Yeah, she is a prayer warrior.
She preaches the word of God when they go to Mexico. But I have God has connected me with a ministry called Open Door Ministry, and I met them through Pastor Margaret and Martin at Officious of Man. And every third Sunday of the month, they go to Lancaster on a Sunday at 11, and they reach out to the homeless area at that parking lot where they do the whatever, haunted house and mm-hmm. Halloween. But that parking lot, they able to do preaching there. You know, God goes to the dark areas, and he's the marvelous light, you know, his word. And warriors go, and we set up. They have tables, music,
wow.
Pastors. I mean, we all go as Team Jesus, right? So they have been looking for interpreters to go to Mexico. They go to Mexico, and they go to orphanage in Mexico. And so they were needing interpreters a while back. She told me, so I said, hey, I know a couple that go to Mexico. They go to Reynosa too, and they to the orphanage. I know a couple that go over there all the time, and I'm sure if y'all need interpreters, I could ask them, and they'll be willing to go because that's what they do. So I told Patti and them, and Patti for the longest time, the last 2 months, she would tell them, let them know if they want us to go, we're going. And so they have an outreach. They're going out this Thursday. They're going to Matamoros to some of the orphanage. So I texted her last week, and I told her, hey, Patti wants to know if you need her and Marcos, and they'll interpret, and they'll go with y'all. And she goes, no, we're a team, and we have no room, maybe next time. And I said, okay. But in my spirit, you know, I feel like they're supposed to go. And so I just prayed. I said, okay, God, if it's your will, let your will be done. But in my spirit, I feel like they're supposed to go. And I left it like that. And I told Patti, I said, they already got a full band. I think they have 2 bands and everything that they go. And then she goes, okay. So this Sunday, I go out and do outreach with them. And me and my children, my whole family, we go out there on the third Sunday of the month and do outreach as a family. And then she comes up to me and she goes, Laura, she goes, remember that couple you told me about that they want to go to Mexico? My interpreter, that's supposed to be the interpreter to go with them, I just backed out this morning. He's not going to be able to go on Thursday. And I really, 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 really need an interpreter to go with us. And do you think your friends could go with us? And so I called Patti right back, and they were doing outreach on the other side of from where we were at with Mark, James, Brother James, Mark 10:45 and so I called Patti. I said, Patti, where are you at? And she tells me where she at. And I said, oh, that's right. I was there earlier. She goes, we'll come over there and talk to her. So they came, and they helped us serve. They talked with all the leaders, and they're going to go to Mexico. And a lot of people backed out at the last minute because there's fear going over there. And like Marcos and Patti were telling me, it's dangerous every time we go for the last, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but because we're called to do that, we're being obedient. It's God's will. He's going to protect us. And then this is what Patti said, but if it's time for me to go, then if something happens, then my assignments are over. Yes.
And that just brought me into so much encouragement, you know, that they know. And they've been wanting to go out there, but one of their vans broke down, one of their trucks. And then another truck they had, they gave it away to a pastor man in Mexico. Patti and Marcos, you know, they help a lot of churches in Mexico and pastors. And there was this pastor that really needed a vehicle. So Patti gave her vehicle to a ministry over there, which she blesses me so much. So they have 1 vehicle left. So they haven't gone. The palm business kind of slow a little bit. So their van's kind of, their truck was having issues. But they're still wanting to do it. And look how God opened up a door, because this ministry they're going with, Open Door Ministry, they got all the vehicles, the vans, the chairs, all the equipment they need to go on this trip. And they're going to be able to go and interpret and be interpreters for the Lord.
at a some orphanage such a time as this. And then Papi said, you know how God said he will give us a desire from our heart? You know, I've been wanting to go to Reynosa and do what we have a passion. You know, God put that in them, you know, to go and share the good news. And then look how God answered our prayers, and we don't have to worry about vehicles. You know, they have the vehicles and everything. So they're going to go. And then I thank God for their obedience, that even though they have vehicles that broke down, even though they gave one vehicle away, but they're still out there serving with all their hearts, you know? And then so then the lady was so excited, Miss Geisha, she was so excited that, okay, they got interpreters, they're going to go, they changed numbers and everything. And then she looked at me and she goes, Miss Kelly, let me ask you something. I struggle in this area and I need help. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, so we have Operation Blessing. They give us a lot of stuff, and they gave us hygiene items and bags, and they put it all together. But they've been asking me for the last couple of months to take pictures, and I'm so busy, I can't do that. Can you be my photographer when you come do outreach and send some of the pictures to Operation Blessing? And I'm like, sure, that's what I love to do. You know, I know God said I'm a connect. God uses me to connect and serve and take pictures. So I said, sure. So I was able to take pictures and send it to Operation Blessing, because other people see what they're doing. You know, it's all for the glory of Jesus.
Right.
And they see the people they're reaching out to. And so anyway, so she goes, wow, it's amazing how when we say yes to the Lord, he'll send the people. He'll send the provision, the needs, like the hygiene items, the people to go out and interpret. And I knew at the last minute that God was going to send the people, but I didn't know what's going to happen today, but it happened. And she was just thankful to God. And I was like, you know, when we obey God and we listen to his voice and we all have assignments, you know, if it's outreach, if it's hair, if it's whatever, working out, exercise, whatever assignments we have, when we say yes, even when we're going through trials or tribulations and we say yes, he will meet all our needs. And that really encouraged me that Pastor Pati, you know, I learned so much from them too, that everything they do is by faith, testimony. And God releases all their needs and opens doors. You know, this is another door that God has opened for them,
well,
where they don't have to worry about
that. What's so amazing, though,
yes,
is that it's already been provided.
Yes, yes.
God's just waiting us to step into it.
Yes.
You know, everything that we have, he says in his word, it's a promise. He shall provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We'll, you know, and of course, if it's people, the people will be postured. They will hear from God themselves. He just wants a yes. Yes, Lord, I'll go. And once we say yes, then everything supernatural. That's how heaven comes down to earth.
Yes.
Because it's already been provided. And that's why we have to make sure that, see, they're serving.
Yes.
That's why they get the secret.
Yes.
Because when you serve, you get them. And that's a promise, too.
Yes.
God tells us like an anthem, surely I will do it, because I will do nothing, you know, unless you are serving.
Yes, and how he has Operation Blessing, you know, sowing seed into them. You have other ministers coming together, and then God has opened the door for me to go there and serve and take pictures. And, you know, we all work together as a team. Jesus is so beautiful when I see all of us as brothers and sisters for Christ Jesus, for his glory, working together as a team. And just like when we do stuff here at the mansion or at the house of glory or anywhere else, you know, when there's unity in Christ Jesus, we have authority and power and dominion in him. And it's exciting for me, you know, Pastor Malo, when I see those things happening, because God is God Almighty.
He is.
He is.
That's all that is.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful.
Yes.
And
all
so
this
beautiful.
Is temporary. We're just ambassadors passing through. This is not my home.
And that's why the Lord encourages us. And we have one more scripture, because we're almost out of time. But we're going to read in 1 Timothy 4:13. So we can conclude this amazing wind that's being blown on the body of Christ today, but especially to God's girls today.
Yes.
So got it, Joy?
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Holy
Spirit,
continue to manifest in our hearts. Speak to Santo. Sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra en primero, Timoteo 4:13 dice, Entre tanto, te voy a ocuparte en la lectura, la extorsión y la enseñanza.
Woo!
Enseñanza. Gloria a Dios.
And Jesus is so awesome. God is just amazing. He says, till I come, because he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But till he comes, he says, give attendance to reading, to exhorting, to doctor. Okay? That's so awesome. And what is the, let me see, the NIV says, until I come,
I give you attention to public reading, exhortation, and teaching.
So that's what we actually have this whole world started. You know, the Lord tells us to, when we read back here, he tells us to go into the world and preach openly the wonderful news, because it's so wonderful. But here's some little nuggets you want to make sure you write down and take with you today as we conclude this amazing exhortation, because that's all it is. It's just exhorting the word into the universe. So the word says, the Lord says, get the word out. It's our responsibility to be the trumpet, to get the word out and teach all these things. Don't teach some of them. Don't leave nothing out, y'all. It's so important. Teach the details, because it's the little things that will activate us, okay? And don't let anyone put you down because you're young.
Man.
Gabby!
I thought that was my last day. Gabby over here taking notes.
She is.
Taking notes.
Hey. I thought about her last night when I read that. I said, because teach believers with your life.
Yeah.
See, it's how you live. How you repping. Are you representing the king? Because we're representatives.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you teach believers with your life by word, by demeanor. How you looking?
Yeah.
Are you looking like the world? Are you looking like God?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you do it by love.
Yeah.
By faith, and here's the big one, by integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some integrity in the kingdom.
Amen.
That's what Lord was talking about with talking to them. He trusts them. That's why he continued to open doors and going to continue to open them.
Yes.
And here's the question, can he trust you? Because we all just want to depend on trusting God. Because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart now. And lean not, as Proverbs 3:5-6, to your understanding, and in all your ways,
acknowledge
him.
He will direct
and
your path.
He will. That's a promise. Did y'all know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you be like, Lord, I've been trying my way, but it just ain't working. And it ain't going to work your way. And if it do work, it don't work long.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I love this one. It says, stay at your post.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
A real soldier don't leave his post.
No.
You stay at your post, reading scriptures, giving godly counsel.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
Not your counsel.
Right?
Because
you're
going to send them over the bridge. Okay? Okay? And that if it was me, don't listen. I'm telling the whole world, I'm going to blow the trumpet right now. I got to get a Shippur. When you're in the face of people and they say, well, if I were you, run, Forrest, run. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's the big one.
Yeah.
You already know, like Jesus did with Peter. He rebuked him and told him, call him the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You can call him the devil because that's the devil. Because there's no way that they can be you and you can be them. That's truth, y'all. Let's get the truth. Come on now. So we got to stay at our post, and we got to make sure we counsel and giving people godly counsel, not personal counsel.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went through this, girl, and I be real careful because it's so easy. It's a thin line when you're trying to help people, and then you try to, and then first of all, they coming to you about them, and then you start talking about you. And then they be like, that didn't work. It ended up being her counseling session. I became her counselor. Okay. Oh, y'all, we almost, but been there and done that, and the Holy Ghost slapped me upside the head. He said, don't do that no more. It's not about you. They coming to you, pastor, for some help. And you talking about, girl, I went through that, girl, and let me tell you what happened to me, girl. And the Holy Ghost got with me like a little switch, like a mama get off the tree.
Yeah.
And he got to worm me out. Okay? And listen, and it says, and that special gift of ministry. Don't y'all know how special it is?
Amen.
And it's a gift you were given when the leader of your church or your leader laid hands on you and prayed.
Yes.
They didn't pray for you to just think you was Jesus and it was your church.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed so you could hear from God.
Amen.
Use wisdom.
Yeah.
And go on and, you know, accomplish which what you were sent to accomplish.
Amen. That's right.
Come on
now. Right.
So the word says, keep that dusted off. Dust it off. Dust yourself off.
Yes.
And stay in you.
And
we just want to encourage the body, but mostly God's girl.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Our sisters in the faith.
Yes.
So we want to say, girl, preach.
Yes.
Yes. Positioning yourself.
Yes.
So we have so many comments. We couldn't read them all,
yes.
but we're going to respond to you guys.
Yes.
That's what Laura does.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. And this was really, you know, it was a simple short, but so powerful.
Yeah.
Because God wants us in this season to get up, get ourselves together. Get your mind right, people.
Yes.
And slow down.
Yes.
Slow down and get you some balance.
Yes.
It's
Amen.
So important so you can hear from God.
Amen.
What did you say, Mama Darling? Okay. Yes. Because it's so important.
Yes.
And then when you get balanced, you're not living chaotically. You're
that's
not thinking
right.
chaotically. Because that's called confusion.
Yes.
And you know who the author of confusion is? So you got to know who you serve, the author of confusion or the author of faith. Faith. And God is the God of faith. Because one thing I can say as we close, God, when you are functioning faith, faith activates God.
Woo!
And fear, fear activates the devil.
Can I clap for that
Come
one?
On now.
Right.
So you got to watch how you activate.
Yes. Yes.
Who you activate, what dimension are you walking
comes.
In?
Amen.
And we have the power and authority to do it, but sometimes we just hand it over to the devil on the planet and say, oh, there you go. I'm not a pro. I'm going to go. Oh, we do all that.
Yes.
And we say, I'm a daughter of the king. Which king you serve?
Yes.
Okay, we're back. But now, with that, we are going to close. We're out of time.
Yes.
We want to say thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Share the video.
Share the video. Share the good news.
Yes, the wonderful news. And we're so excited.
And standing God's promises are right here, okay? And let him guide you, and he will.
And just today, get you one.
Get you one.
And work out your own salvation.
Yes.
Uh-oh, did
with
I say that?
Yes.
With fear and trembling. Have your way in the people of God today, Lord. We pray that this word has encouraged your body, but it names your girls, your precious girls, who you just want to encourage today for them to stand up in you. Because see, when you stand up in him, him and you and him, boy, you are the most powerful being on the planet because you are full of the one with power.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So to God be the glory. Thank you, 26, for sharing. You want to pray us out?
Father in heaven, sweet Abba, thank you, my sweet Lord, for your presence always for this morning and for all our studio audience, for everybody that's tuning in around the world, God. I thank you, Father, for the promise.